Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Transcript Podcast. You've got me, Scott Krisloff, along with Eric Mokaya. We are back to podcasting today, trying to get back in the groove. I know it's been a little while since we've had a podcast and we've been less consistent than we used to be, but trying to get back in the consistent space for the end of this year and into next year. And so what we saw last week was actually Visa and Amex both were speaking at conferences. And both of them said that consumer spending is still very strong. Both of them said the exact same thing. And so that was a little bit surprising because not only have we seen consumers starting to get weaker and weaker over the last few weeks, it seems, even this week in other calls like Dollar General, Lowe's also was saying that their customers were some pressure. And so I think maybe the takeaway from that for me is that at least the low-income consumer continues to be under a lot of pressure. And then also interest rate sensitive sectors like housing maybe seeing a little bit more pressure than other sectors. Whereas places where consumers would spend on credit cards, like travel, entertainment, things like that, still doing very well. Eric, any takeaways from you?
It feels then that people are living on credits going into the new year. It's been the story of the year, to say the least. Like, the consumer is very strong, where we expect them to weaken. But then these are companies that kind of deal with the platform. So I don't know, like, the real takeaway is that the low-income consumer is really pressured, as you can see from the retailers. And then something else, that excess savings are starting to run out. But then this has been predicted for a long while to run out. I don't know where consumers are getting extra cash from to keep spending up. But the good thing, at least, is that inflation is subsiding, and that's a good thing. And interest rates are, especially in some of the interest rate sensitive sectors, are moving down slightly. So they're getting a little boost from that. So that's like the high level takeaway. So it feels like everything is steadily okay, but it's steadily okay to the extent that most people expect it to crack at some point. Do you feel like that's a good characterization of the earnings call so far?
Yeah, I think the headline for today's piece was that there's no landing. And that came from an S&P Global call in which the CEO was talking about, is it going to be a hard landing or a soft landing? And he said the reality is still no landing at all this year, meaning in a good way that the economy hasn't really slowed down, that there's still been strong consumption growth, strong job growth. And the landing, so to speak, that everyone has been looking for almost 2 years, if not 2 years now, hasn't really come to fruition. But on the flip side, you see these areas where there's clearly weakness, like in consumer electronics markets, where it looked like things were getting better and then they seem to be softening again. So, not sure what to make of all of that.
It's very confusing data leading into 2024. And then there's general elections in the US. I don't know how much of a factor that is usually in terms of earnings and all, but like it's a factor that investors have to consider going into next year. Globally, looks like China has not recovered to the same extent that people wanted. People are very bullish at the beginning of the year. It seems like it's starting to sink in that it may take a little bit longer than expected. And then if you look at the Eurozone itself, very sluggish growth going into next year. The US is doing a bit better than most economies, but then there's election next year. So I don't know what to take away from that in terms of our investors be concerned that the election factor will be a key factor going into next year, though.
Yeah, it certainly could be. I think the policy element that's still the biggest impact to markets, as we know, is Federal Reserve policy. And I think that is the big swing factor right now in terms of why markets are feeling more buoyant, more optimistic, is that inflation has come down. The Federal Reserve is signaling that there don't need to be more interest rate increases. And I think that investors are starting to anticipate interest rate decreases, actually, which would be letting off the lid on the economy that the Federal Reserve has put on it since inflation really started again a couple of years ago, 3 years ago now. And if the Federal Reserve does start to lower interest rates, obviously, that would be a big boost to the economy
And this is the
or the
last
capital markets,
definitely.
at least.
And this is the last week of the year in terms of the Fed week. This is the week they're supposed to give us where interest rates are going for the next. My expectation would be that they will be holding going into next year, give people a bit of a cool holiday period and check again next year. Any other takeaways from the earnings?
No, just it'll be light now through the end of the year. Obviously, Fed week this week, but besides that, I don't know if we'll do another podcast before the end of the year. So, everybody have happy holidays and see everyone in the new year.
Definitely. And please don't forget to subscribe. I wish you, you can give someone a gift. The transcript gift is a gift for the Christmas and for the new year. We always collect the best in terms of quotes for earnings calls, and we're right here every week to analyze them. So make sure to give it as a gift and to keep subscribing to us and become a premium subscriber to definitely support our content and to also get access to our really good content. See you in the new year then, if we don't manage to do an episode before then. Thank you so much from me and Scott. See you soon again. Bye.